Buckle up for a new episode of the Be She Podcast, the show where we have real and raw conversations to inspire and empower you to be seen and heard so you can create balance and everything you want in your life and business. I'm your host, Heidi Schock, and I'm excited to walk alongside of you on this journey of being seen, heard, and empowered. Hi, and welcome to today's episode of the Be She Podcast. Be seen, be heard, be empowered. I am your host, Heidi Schock. And I have been doing some reflecting lately. It is spring. We're in the spring season, and it's a great time to do some reflection. Many people do some spring cleaning during this time of year. And when I thought about it, I'm like, you know, it's a good time to do some spring cleaning internally as well and personally. So it's been a great time to sit here and reflect. And I've been reflecting over the past year because we've been doing this for a little over a year now. And I've had some incredible guests on this podcast. So grateful for all the women entrepreneurs and, you know, humans that have graced this podcast with their presence, their expertise, and their journey, their story. And I was reflecting on all the episodes, and there was something that we noticed. And it was that, or I noticed, is that there are many episodes, the majority of the episodes are interviews. There's very few solo episodes of me coming on and talking. And I realized that our podcast is called Be Seen, Be Heard, Be Empowered, and I have been hiding. So I'm going to share a little story about how the episode, how this podcast came about. It was 2022, and I had created a vision board. And on the vision board, I wanted to start a podcast. That was one of my goals for 2022, and made it to November. And I was looking at my vision board. I have it on my screen on my computer, and it popped up and I noticed the podcast and I said, oh my goodness, it's almost the end of the year and I have not done one thing toward it. I actually forgot about it. So I reached out to a producer who I met at an event, and she and I came up with a plan to launch this by the end of 2022, the end of December. We had about 5 weeks to get this going and launched, at least one episode launched, and there was a lot to do. And I came up with a name and I had a vision for it, but it just didn't feel 100% right. There was something that was holding me back. And my original vision was I wanted to talk to mompreneurs because I'm a single mom. I started my business as a divorced mom, woman. And that was how my journey started in entrepreneurship. And I was like, well, this is the vision. This is where I want to go with the podcast. That's not where my business per se was. I work with female entrepreneurs, but I thought the podcast could reach out and specifically support mompreneurs. But there was something that just didn't feel 100% right there. So I was holding back, and we came up with a name. It was an amazing name. And I just told my producer, I'm like, I'm not feeling it. I'm not 100% sure. So I want to take a pause. And what that meant it wasn't going to launch by the end of 2022. So I let go of the timeline. I released the timeline of when I needed to, when I was going to launch this podcast. It was still going to happen. I just got to release what it looked like. And the end of December, my mom, my sister, my niece, and my children and I were in New York we went over the Christmas holiday to New York. So we were there over New Year's. And in the hotel, I woke up one morning and it hit me, be she, be seen, be heard, be empowered. And I was like, that's it. And I knew I would come up with a name because I released all expectations of holding on to the timeline. And I trusted. I said, I'm going to trust that the right name will come to me when it's the right timing. And it did. So we ended up launching in April. I think it was April of 2023. So it's been a little over a year now that the podcast has been launched. And as I said, I've had amazing women on this podcast. I'm so grateful for them, for their time. And, but I wanted to come to you today because I realized that I was hiding. And if I'm going to really be authentic to this show, to you as my audience, and to the mission that I have to empower women to be seen and heard, then I need to own when I'm actually hiding. And that's one of the things that somebody told me years ago when I went through a leadership program. They're like, stop hiding, Heidi. So I was known as Hiding Heidi. And I have, I'll be honest, I've been hiding lately. I've been letting the interviews take precedence. And my goal was to have one solo, alternate the solo episodes with the interviews. But I was just, I would, anytime I could put someone else in my spot, I let that happen. And I didn't do it intentionally, but I know subconsciously I was hiding. What if I, what am I going to talk about? What if what I have to say nobody wants to hear? And I know that's what many of you feel too. You know, when I first started my business and I went on social media and I had to show up there, I was really scared. I was afraid of being seen. I was afraid of being heard. And this stems from, you know, trauma from my childhood. And I know that. And I've worked through it. And now I can go live on social media very easily. Is it completely 100% easy? No. There's still times before I press that button that the fear shows up, especially when it comes to what am I going to talk about today? I talked about that over and over and over again. I can't talk about that again. So, you know, I get in my head. I can get in my head around what am I going to talk about? Does anybody want to hear it? Does it really matter? Who wants to hear from me today? Right? And we can get in our head and that can hold us back. And each of you, all of us have a message. We have something that we get to share. And I wanted to talk today too about authenticity and integrity and honesty. And, you know, we're human. We, you know, throughout our lives, there's times where we've messed up, right? I'll be the first to say, I've made a lot of mistakes. I've messed up a lot and I've asked for forgiveness and apologize. Right. And there's, I'm sure, you know, all of us have messed up in different ways over throughout our lifetime. And I'm not going to say that we'll, you know, I'll be perfect going forward, but at the end of the day, you know, owning your truth, speaking your message, sharing your story is really, really important because people, there's somebody out there that needs to hear it. Is everybody going to agree with your message? Is everybody going to like you? No. And actually, if you're making a difference, not everybody will like you. Because if everybody likes you, that means you're not being authentically you. It means that you're not putting your stake in the ground. You're not standing for who you truly are in sharing your true authentic self and your true authentic message. And I want to share that with you to really be authentic and true to yourself first in every area of your life, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your health, whether it's your business, right? Where are you at right now? Where in your world? I'm inviting you to take a look, to do some spring cleaning, to do some reflection. Where in your life are you hiding? Where are you not showing up? Where are you not speaking your authentic truth? You know, there's something that, you know, happened to me this past weekend where something was said to me that was extremely hurtful. And, you know, the old me would have been like maybe not have said something, kept it internal, like internalized it and just stuffed it down. And I shut down. I did. I completely shut down when it happened because I was taken aback. It was extremely hurtful and it was their truth. That's what I was told. It was their truth. However, being truthful with no filter and being hurtful isn't being in integrity because that to me is coming from maliciousness or malice. So when I'm talking about speaking your truth, right? Sharing, you know, being open, being vulnerable, being honest, we get to do it with love. We get to come forward with integrity of showing up with support, with love, not from malice. So I want to make sure that that's clear. And I know most of you that is clear. But you also, when that happens, if that happens to you in your space, in your life, in any way, I want you to know that it's okay. And you have a right to stand your ground and say, no, this isn't okay for me. And you get to speak your truth in that space too. So yes, my goal is to help support female entrepreneurs in growing their business. But at the same time, our business, our health, and our relationships are all interconnected. How we do one thing is how we do everything. So it's really important that you are allowing yourself, empowering yourself to be seen and heard in every areas of your life. Because if there's a little drainage in one area of your life, there's probably drainages in your other areas of your life, right? If there's a little gap or a place for like seepage, then there's other places where there's gaps too in your other areas of your life. So I wanted to share with you that, you know, doing this podcast was something out of my comfort zone. It was a goal I had. I accomplished it. I'm really proud of myself for it. And we will continue putting out this podcast and with the intention of getting better and better and growing and empowering more women to be seen and heard. And I also want it to make sure that it's in integrity and authentic to my original mission of empowering women to be seen and heard. And that means that I get to be responsible and I get to acknowledge with integrity that I have been hiding in certain times throughout this past year of our podcast launch. I have stepped back and hidden in the background because my comfort zone is interviewing. I love shining a light on other women. I love sharing their mission and supporting them and promoting them and growing their businesses in that way. And I also get to shine the light on myself too, which is something that is scary at times, especially when, you know, that's been a fear all of my life. Growing up, I always wanted to be in the background. I didn't like my photos taken. I was extremely, extremely shy. I've come a long way. Some people think I'm an extrovert. I'm not. I'm an introvert. But I've learned how to put myself out there and then retreat to regain my energy when I need to. So I just wanted to share that with you. I am committing to you that I will be showing up more with my solo episodes and with the intention of providing you amazing content, amazing support in the ways of being seen, being heard. Yes, this is a business podcast, but at the same time, I'm a believer that everything is connected, your health, your relationships, and your business. So we will be talking into all of it as far as being seen and being heard and empowering you to step into your power in all areas of your life. And that means that you get to speak your truth in each space, whether it comes down, whether it's in regards to your health, whether it's in regards to any of your relationships, and whether it's in regards to your business and growing your business. So I hope this supported you today. I'm sending you lots of love. I'm committed to you to showing up more with solo episodes. That is my goal. That is what I'm committing to today. I am no longer hiding. I am stepping out of my comfort zone and you'll be hearing more of me on this podcast. And I invite you today to spend some time reflecting and do some spring cleaning in the areas of your life that you may need to declutter, right? Declutter, clean some stuff up so you can open up your spaces in all of your areas of your life for the abundance to come through that you want for yourselves. So sending you lots of love. Have an amazing day, rest of your day. Go be seen, be heard, and empowered. I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for joining us this week on Be She. If you've enjoyed what you're hearing, you can subscribe to the show so you'll never miss a thing. And while you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating and review. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode. And in the meantime, go shine your light and be seen, be heard, and be empowered.